have a reference to two images or metaphors. And at least I am feeling
one more
from the heart, so I'll speak them with the rest. Please excuse me if it's not very dirty. One image I'm thinking of on this day which brings here in Krishna Bhava on Monday. And another image is from New York City. The very particular place.
I'm thinking of a piece of curb there and the gutter. So let me explain. This bell was discussed last night by Dhananjaya Pandit, Dhananjaya Prabhu, how he was temple president and our Srila Prabhupada asked him to put this bell in. There were so many mishaps and it was a test of surrender for Dhananjaya. So I would imagine that when Dhananjaya hears this bell, it evokes all these associations of his surrender to Prabhupada. For a casual visitor to the temple, the bell is just a quaint way of keeping time. For some of us, it's an interruption when we're giving the Bhagavatam class, and some people may not even notice it. When I hear this bell ringing, it says to me that Prabhupada is gone. Prabhupada is gone. And the reason I feel like this is because I was present here in his last days. And often it would be very quiet and Prabhupada wouldn't be talking hour after hour in his room. And we would measure time just by hearing that bell on the half hour and on the hour with its long resonating ring. We would sit around Srila Prabhupada and he requested us to hold a very soft kirtan, which we did with small kirtan cartels. And again, hearing that bell. So, this sentiment is one of sadness and loss. Although the Vaishnava Siddhanta tells us that the Guru is not gone, he is in his Nitya Leela, but he's also present in his Vani, we feel this loss. And this is also not a wrong thing. Even Raghunath Das Goswami expressed sadness, a great grief at the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarup Damodar, so much so that he could no longer reside in Puri, Jagannath Puri, because of so many memories of them. So he came to Vrindavan, where he was going to commit suicide, but Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami preserved his life. But after some years, when Srila Rupa Goswami parted from the world, Raghunath Goswami again felt great grief at the departure of the Vaishnava. So much so that he said he saw the Govardhan Hill to be like a python before him, or rather the Radhakund to be like a python and Govardhan Hill to be like a tiger, because seeing those places reminded him of the many pastimes of Srila Rupa Goswami there. So somehow, whenever I hear this bell, I think of Prabhupada's last days, and I think Prabhupada is gone. And also, I think of another thing, and that is that I will also go, or die, or leave this body. There's a line in a poem by the 16th century English metaphysical poet John Donne, who says, "Do not ask for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee." This means that he's hearing a bell announcing someone's death, and he knows it is actually his death, which will come. So I hope can follow Srila Prabhupada with some advance warning at that time to come to Vrindavan and remember him intensely and even hear the bell as he heard and follow him and his followers back to Godhead. The other image I thought of today, in a quite different mood, is from 1966. I remember sitting on the curb. A curb is the edge of the sidewalk where it meets the gutter and the road. A lowly place, a dirty place. So I was sitting there one Sunday morning after Swamiji, as we called him then, had finished giving his lecture. I had only heard of very few lectures. I was not initiated, and I was not committed to serve him either. So his lecture was over. I was sitting there looking down Second Avenue and trying to think what I would do for the rest of the day. And I can't even mention in this respectable assembly some of the things I was considering doing. But while sitting in that dangerous spot, one of the devotees or boys came out and he said that the Swami wants to see you. So I went in and Prabhupada was still in the storefront. He asked me, "Do you have to work in your office today?" I said, "No, it's Sunday, no work." He said, "Then I would like to invite you to come. We have a feast in my apartment." So I went to that feast. There were about 10 people there. And actually, the Swami cooked and he even served us prasadam. We did not know the etiquette that we should not be served by him. But he so kindly served us a very delicious prasadam feast. And lately, remembering that, I've been thinking, why did he do that? Why did he call me from the gutter and bring me to his feast? It's not that he wanted to share his time just to be with such fallen people as young Americans in New York City. He had no gain, but it was just his compassion. He wanted, on the order of his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was compassionate. Our Srila Prabhupada also was compassionate, and therefore he wanted us to come and sit with him for the purpose of his giving us his personal association and to actually turn us into devotees to serve Lord Krishna. So I very happily think of that incident, and when I think of why he did it, it fills me with some realization of Prabhupada's compassion. So I have only those two images to share with you today, and I will go on hearing all the other Vaishnavas. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada.
Sachi putramatra swarupam rupam tasya prajavuri puring mathuring ghostavatim radha kundam girivar maho radhika madhavasam prapto jasya patitikritaya shi gurung tang natosmi vancha kalpatarubhasya kripa sindhubhaye vacha Satitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradajate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Se Gurave Gaurati ശിവചന്ദ്രായ രാധികായൈ തദാലയൈ കൃഷ്ണായ കൃഷ്ണതേ തദ്ഭക്തായ നമോ തവൈവാസ്മി തവൈവാസ്മി ന ജീവാമി തയാ വിനാ ഇതി വിജ്ഞായ രാധേ തന്നെ മാം ശരണന്തി തേ.
Down to the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnuta Shishmad Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj Ji. Today is the disappearance day of Swami Ji. I wanted to speak in Hindi because I could have, I can speak freely in Hindi, but there is some disturbance in speaking English, but yet all are eager to hear directly from me. So if there will come difficulty, you will supply words. You should give me energy that I can also serve my Gurudev as you do. This Bira Mahotsav is a day on which day we can remember the pastimes, holy pastimes of our beloved Gurudev. How he has practiced, how he has served Radha and Krishna, what are the characteristics of his boyhood, what are the characteristics of his preaching, and what are the characteristics of his going from this world to his master, Radha Krishna Yugal. I met him in 1946 in Calcutta, when our Guru Maharaj started Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. He came to Gurudev. I said that I saw at that time white clothed Grihastha Bhakta, but our Guruji Maharaj respected so much that I began to thought, who is he and why a sannyasi like our Gurudev is giving honor to this Grihastha person. I asked, after that, I asked my Gurudev that who is he? He told that he is Abhacharanar Bhakta, Abhacharanar Vinda Prabhu. He is the disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada has ordered him that you should preach in Western countries in English, and he is very, very qualified person. He was also the editor of our Gaudiya Patrika, Bhagavat Patrika in Hindi. At the time of Srila Prabhupada, he was the mole writer of harmonist in English. Prabhupada very much liked his articles and poems, and he always praised them and always told him to be prepared for Western countries. Our Guru Maharaj told that when I was in Allahabad, we are very bosom friends there. We used to talk in so many siddhants, and especially the essays
is in writing in Gaudiya Patrika and Bhagavat Patrika also. Swamiji has at that time given a lekh, article about Murgi Mission, you know.
Chicken
Mission. It is for Ramakrishna Mission, Vivekananda. He was too strong, or Guru Maharaj told me that he was too strong person to oppose any against views of bhakti. I have also seen him that what to tell others when Radhakrishnan, Sir Radhakrishnan, the President of India, has written anything in his Gita Bhashya, Gita commentary, that Krishna is no person, he has no say, he has no quality, but Krishna has say, it is mortal say. Krishna is other than this mortal say, he is not body. Then I have seen that he strongly opposed this idea and distributed so many copies in at that time in Lord Sabha, Parliament, to each and every sadasya of members of there. And he also directly sent it to Radhakrishnan and challenged him that if you have anything to tell about this, you can come, or I can come, and we can discuss and debate. But nothing was heard from him. So he was very great, and he was very brave, and very bold person, like Srila Prabhupada or my Gurudev also. They are very, very bold to tell what is truth. I have seen that so many sannyasis and preachers, they cannot tell all the bold things which they should have told. They have some policy only to preach for their sins, but not to preach like Srila Prabhupada and our Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj and Srila Maharajji. I met also him in Mathura, and we were both together. He used to love me so much, and he used to tell me so many things. And that is why I adopt him as my Shiksha Guru also. Once he told that I want to preach in Western country, at first he told me that I was fearing that by doing Hari Bhajan, by doing Hari Bhajan, by devotional services, in Srimad Bhagavat it is written, Harishe tad dhanamasa naiha. He quoted that slope and told that I was fearing that if I will do Hari Bhajan, my everything will go out. So I was in fear not to do Hari. If I will chant Hari name, if I will hear the pastimes of Krishna, I will do Aradhana of Krishna, all things will go away. And I felt it, that by and by, my all worldly things, fame and all other things, my wife became my opposite, all boys, his sons, became opposite to Swamiji. Only one son, he was anyhow some favorable, the last son. But his young elder son became so much enemy of Swamiji. And I have seen that he at last, up to last, I have seen him in Bombay, he was opposite to Swamiji. If he was in favor, who had gained so much in this world also and this world also, but he lost everything. So he was telling that I was fearing that if he will do Hari Bhajan, I will do devotional services, I will chant Hari name, everything by and by will go. Harishe tad dhanam sanaiya. So I am feeling this at this time, that everything I have lost in this world, what thing I begun, but it ruins. I began a factory for medicine. I tried hard for that, but it went fell. He, a medicine shop in Allahabad, where Jawaharlal Nehru and his daughter used to come and to buy, purchase things, but it also fell. Then he came to Mathura with me. Then our Guru Maharaj and I prayed him. I personally prayed so many times that you should take sannyas. You are very qualified to preach in English and other languages. At that time, he was a very good writer in English, Hindi and Bengali. But he was not a bhashanakarta, not a platform lecturer, but he used to do part very good professionally. I have heard that he used to do Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita, word by word, as he has given in his Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam. He used to explain every word, what are the necessities of giving these words and what they denote. So every person who are learned, they were bound to praise him, that how learned person he was. At that time, he used to tell to me that I want to do preaching in Western country. I'm trying, but I see no scope. When Krishna will send me there, I'm watching and waiting for that. He told that I have a program that when I will go to Western countries, I will establish hostels of boardings of boys and atithi guest houses where the boys will stay there. And I will supply, if they will ask, I will supply them eggs also, meat also. I told that, why you will do against your Prabhupada? He told that, I am sure that after some time, hearing the all pastimes of Krishna and chanting Hari name, they will be turning me into good bhakta, devotees, and they will certainly leave all these bad practices. In Bhagavad it is written that chapti chhade dita hai. There is a slope. Dyutam panam istriyam suna yatra adharma chaturvidha. In Srimad Bhagavat in first skanda it has been written, when Parikshit Maharaj was meeting with dharma and the Kali Yuga, that anyone who wants to begin his bhajan sadhan, he should leave four things: dutam, panam, istriyam and suna. You know all. So I know this fact, yet I will give all these things to in the boardings and hostels. And I'm sure that in few days,
when they will hear Krishnam and when they will chant Krishnam, certainly they will be turned into a good devotee and they will leave all these bad practices. I know that he has taken birth in Bhadramas after Janmashtami at Nanda Utsav. This is a very good day. And he has gone to his Jugal Kishore services. That is, he has disappeared on today, this day, in Kartik month. This is the month of Srimati Radhika. There are some specialities. Our Guru Maharaj also left this world on Kartik Purnima, Aras Purnima, in this Kartik month. Also he has left this world and he is entered in Jugal Kishore Leela in this Kartik month. It is very, very that if anyone so much fortunate, if anyone he is so much fortunate to come in this world and to go this world in Kartik month, in Srimati Radhika month, it is so good, so he is so fortunate. We see that once he has told, has heard from any devotee, perhaps Tamal Krishna or any Swamiji, that he has told that his office is in Bombay. He has established his office in Bombay. And in Mayapur, place of worship, devotional services, practices of bhakti. And this Vrindavan, place of
residence.
It has so, it carries so much value in this teaching. From Bombay he can preach everywhere in world. This is the center of India for this preaching. So he is a great plan, and by that plan, adopting that plan, he preached in so very few years the whole in whole world. He introduced, he has given power to his disciples to write books, even in Chinese language, but to English and French and all other languages. I see, I am so much glad that the disciples have written books, published books in Chinese bhasha, French bhasha, and about 30 languages in world, rich languages of the world. Now, I think that there is no place, there is no country where English books, Srimad Bhagavat, Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita will not be found. I think everywhere it will be found. I think that there is no country in this whole world where Gaur Naam and Gaur Krishna Naam is not preached. Everywhere in this world, by his effort, and that is why we are bound to say that he was certainly a Shakti of Krishna. Without Shakti, anyone cannot preach in a so very few years in whole world. Our acharyas have preached in India and they have faced so many difficulties to preach all this. Now we will face no difficulties. You can go to Radha Damodar Mandir, you can go to Radha Govinda and every, well, not only in Jagannath temple. I think that in some years you will be allowed and you will be given nimantran to go there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told that in a future, in very some years, Indian devotees and Western devotees without hair, cut the hindleg, with so many thick chotis, sikha, and hobe, and devotees, women devotees, in Indian dress, all will tell, springing their hands up, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And we are seeing, and we are testing this now. These are the efforts of Swamiji.
So
Prabhupada is the root of our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. His hands are these devotees. Srila Prabhupada, yours. His hands are long as thousand and thousand miles. And his broadcasting goes to up to lakhs and lakhs males of our whole world here. By Brihad Mridanga, established by Srila Prabhupada, he used this word. So we think that what our Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, what Chaitanya Charitamrita has told, what our ancient gurus has thought, all has he has fulfilled their all wills. Also, why he established his sadhan bhajan place at Mayapur? Siddhabhumi is Vrindavan. Siddhabhumi is Vrindavan, Jugal Kishore Seva. Yet he established his sadhan bhajan sali at Yogpeeth Mayapur in Navadvip. Navadvip is a place of nine bhaktis. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dattakham, Atmanivedanam. So, if anyone wants to practice, and if he is full of so many evils, anartha, aparad, he can do his sadhan bhajan in Navadvip, and by the grace of Gaur Nitai, and by the grace of that Navadvip Dham, and by the grace of devotees of Navadvip, as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivat Adi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, every vehicle and every kinds of anartha and aparad will go away without anything. When we will do practices here, we cannot do. But Gaur Nityananda nahi e sab vichar, naam laile prem dayan baho asudhar. The meaning of this Chaitanya Charitamrita word are that Krishna name and Krishna dham and Krishna parikar, they take our anhil. If you are full of anartha, they will not hear or all prarthanas, prayers. If anyone has saranagati, surrendered, then Krishna will hear their prayers. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, Saranga saranagati bhai bejahar tahar prarthana sune Sri Nanda Kumar. Krishna will hear the prarthana of only one who every evil, aparat and anath has gone away. Then he will hear. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityanande and in his dham, they had no such condition. Even a man like Jagai and Madhai, even a person like Kusta Vipra, who done aparat to Haridas Thakur, Gopal Chapal, he has so much often done, he has done to Haridas Thakur, but yet he taken to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Dham, where Kuliya is there, Aparad Bhanjan Path. And he easily executes. So we think that we are so much Aparadhi. He thought, Swamiji thought, that the persons of Western countries and here, they are mostly Aparadhi, and they have so much evil, kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, matsarya, and so many anarths. If they will go to Vrindavan and do bhajan, then they will be more involved in these things, and they will be so much far away from devotional practices. So I should make some arrangement and I should establish here bhajan sadhan place. So he managed to have his bhasatan bhajan him in Gaurdham, Gaurmandal Bhumi, the name of that Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir. What is Mayapur Chandrodaya? What is the meaning of Chandrodaya? What he has given name? What he has given the name of any devotee? Very, very deeper meanings are there. If Chandrodaya comes, then full moon, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seen in only Dasyaras, and when Dasyaras become Paripakva, mature, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seen in Radha Krishna Jugal. So in practicing in Navadha Bhakti in Navadvip Dham, we will be qualified to worship Radha and Krishna and enter in Raganuga Bhajan then. So he has told that Vrindavan is my abode, home, and Vrindavan is my home. Where is home? Where Radha and Krishna, Astajam Lila Seva is going there. So it is Ragatmic place, not only Raganuga. So Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, and all other Goswamis, up to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, has prayed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami has told, Anarpita Charing Chirata Karunayavati Nahakalo Samarapaitam Unnatojjalar Sangsa Bhakti Siyam Harihapura Sundar Duti Kadamba Sambhidipita Salaridaya Kandares Purutamaya Satyana. Vishwanath Chakravarti has told, he has explained this slope. Not only the Unnata Ujjala Rasa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come for giving Krishna Prem and to taste Radha Bhav. Unnata Ujjala Rasa is not for giving. Anyone cannot have without Radhika. So he wants to taste the Radhika Bhav, Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kidrisho. And he wants to distribute Krishna Prem in medium Krishna name, Krishna Prem Nam Mala Gathi Parayila Sabari. Nam Prem Mala Gathi Parayila Samir. He has given Prem, but name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Anyone can have the dasya of Radhika if he will chant this name only. Why Radhe Radhe, Krishna Krishna not? Because this Mahamantra is separation mood, vipralambha bhav. In this name, both names are there, Krishna name and Radhana. Hare means Radhika, Radhike. And here Krishna and Ram means denote Krishna here, Radha Raman Ram. So I have some confusion about this mantra at first. That if I tell Radha Radha or Krishna Krishna, directly Radha Krishna comes in my heart. But in Hare Krishna, we'll have to suppose anything by this name. Very far away from Radha and Krishna. But when I saw the commentaries and explanation of Raghunath Das Goswami and especially of Jiva Goswami, then I knew that why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken this name. So, Nama Prema Mala Gathi Parai Larsabare, by the medium of this name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Manjari Bhav to Jiva who are qualified. Even he gave it to elephants and all serpents and all things in everywhere. What to tell human beings? And I think this, our Prabhupada, that is Swamiji, has completed his this thing, desire to give in whole world this thing. That he should bestow mercy upon me so that I can serve my master also and serve Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as you serve. I wanted to tell so many reminders of my mind, but I heard from him, but sometimes I forget all these things. So I now bow down to his feet and he should bestow mercy upon me. Now I want to stop my... And he should also bestow all mercy upon me that I can serve my master as you serve and as you have nishchay in your Gurudev. Because this is the backbone of bhajan. But I want to say something more, one line, that he has done preaching. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Krishna Prem, Rupa Goswami also has, he has flowed a river of Prem. And unhone Prem ki dhara bahai. What is the meaning? Love of God. Flood. But these two kinara, the banks up, there are no banks at all. So it was flowing here and there. Jiva Goswami came and he made a pakka ghat, concrete border up both sides, so that it will go to Ganges only and not Nala of Ganda Nala. Ganges water should not come to. Like this, Prabhupada, Holy Master has given this name. And this special dhara means a special current of love to you. Now you'll have to make borders in both sides and you'll have to protect. So you'll have to make something to keep it for long time, that it should not be ruined, and I stop this preaching. And no other bad things should come in it, so that he will make it dirty. You should have to protect these things. Some rules and regulations also should be there. And so that it will flow to all coming years, forever this should flow. It should not be checked. So there may become so many difficulties, but you will have to face as he has, don't mind all these tests and difficulties, and he goes, went straight. Likewise, you will have to go straight, facing so many difficulties, but yet you will have to protect this dhara. I am only praying and stopping my speech. You should give me, you should bestow your mercy upon me. I am so much poor and I have no quality, I have no bhajan bal at all. Gaur Premanande.